Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Oh, it is that time of the week to play Kiss the Baby. All right, here's the game. We try to eliminate a different team each week around the NFL. It's almost like a reverse Survivor with the idea and the goal to have a perfect playoff feel by the end of the season. The catch is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. So if you just hold on that winless team, they're going to get knocked out in like week 11 and you have not eliminated them ready. Well, then they're forced to be in your playoff field. All right, so we are going to play. Hugh Douglas is going to be up first. Then we have me. Then Pete from Bryn Mawr is going to play for the audience. The audience has a team this year. And then Kyle Quinn. All right, Hugh, you are up first. Who have you eliminated already from the postseason field?
I've eliminated the Tennessee Titans and Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. You went there last week. All right, Hugh, you are up first today. So who are you taking out this week?
You know what? As I think about this a little bit, I'm thinking about going chalk.
After last week's Chiefs thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still feel the Chiefs ain't going nowhere because they're going to probably get beat. They didn't look that great against the Giants.
I think the Ravens are going to beat them on Sunday. Yeah.
So, I hate to do this because I feel like it is super chalk, but I'm going to go Cleveland.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Now, they've been a little more scrappy than I think people expected.
Yeah, they did get an upset that I called last week.
We can't call that. All right, so you take out the Cleveland Browns. That puts me up second. So I have eliminated the Miami Dolphins, feeling great about that one. And the New York Giants, by the way, news came down about 20 minutes ago. They're benching Russell Wilson for Jackson Dart. So I'm feeling good about a team that's on their second quarterback by the middle of September.
Yeah. Jackson Dart, Linsanity run, though?
Is it, by the way, before I make my pick, is it over for Russ? Is this the end now? I feel like it's over.
I mean, it has to be.
Broncos, Steelers, Giants, none of it sticks. Hugh, have we seen the end of Russell as a real? No?
No.
Like, all right, so what I mean by that is, like, not, he could back up for a few years.
So if you're saying
like,
that.
For a team to walk into the season and say you're
he's a starter. Yeah. No, he's not. I don't think he's starting anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
He'll probably steal some money.
Yeah, but it's over as, like, a full-time
starter.
He fell off.
Yeah. Like, for real, fell
off. Kind of reminds me of the end of Donovan. It happened real fast for Russell. I mean, he 3-4 years ago, he was still a good player. People thought he was a good player, went to Denver, but it's not anymore. All right, so I've taken out the Giants. I've taken out the Dolphins. All right, I'm going to take out the New Orleans Saints. I'll go chalk, too.
I mean, that's chalk.
I mean, I've just been betting against them every week, and they're my survivor. Just pick whoever's playing them in Survivor. I will take out the New Orleans Saints as my third pick. They're not a playoff team. All right, Pete in Bryn Mawr is up. All right, who has the audience taken? So Pete is playing as part of the audience. The audience has taken out who so far?
They have taken out the Saints and the Jags.
All right, Saints, Jags, Pete in Bryn Mawr, you are up representing the audience. Who are you eliminating from the playoffs today?
Well, we are going to stay chalk as well and go with the Tennessee Titans, who have a coach who doesn't know the rules and cannot manage the clock.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Callahan just gave up play calling, too.
Yeah. I heard a stat this morning, Pete, for his coaches that have coached at least 20 games in NFL history, no one has a worse record than Brian Callahan. So it's probably a good one. Pete, good job, man. All right.
Deservedly so.
Yes. All right. So Pete's taking out the Titans. All right. Okay. Good job, Pete. So the audience has taken out the Titans. That leaves Kyle up for the fourth and final pick in week number three.
I was hoping that nobody would take this team. Nobody did. Very surprised. Huge Jets. I mean, my goodness.
Now, they fought on Sunday, but they stink.
They fought.
Yeah, they fought pretty
But that's
good.
The best thing that they've done all season.
Yeah, they're 0-3.
Yeah. That's. I mean, come on.
Feels like a nice, you know, 4-13 season where they try hard every week.
Jets,
all right.
Jets are out.
Jets are eliminated from the postseason. All right, 215-592-9494. That is Kiss the Baby. So far, there's only been one real controversial pick in 3 weeks. That's Hugh eliminating the
Chiefs.
Not
controversial.
It is controversial.
The Chiefs look like, do they look like they're going to the playoffs to you?
The last couple games? I would bet them to make
the playoffs. And you know what? I know that, you know, the receivers, their receiving corps still banged up.
Yes. But they're going to
come
back.
They didn't look great. Yeah, they'll be. Yeah, but I think I'm ahead of the curve on this one.
I want to see what their playoff odds are.
I would say it's still above 50%.
Let's see. To make the playoffs, they are -215 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so they're.
Which isn't like, I mean, look, the Bills are -10,000.
Right. Well, they're going to run away with their own division. The Chiefs. Right now, do not look like a division winner, right? Mm-hmm. That looks like the Chargers, who are 3-0 and already beat them. But there are wild card spots up for grabs in the AFC. Joe Burrow's out. I don't buy the Steelers. If I had a guess right now, I'd still think the Chiefs will make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers are -850.
Yeah, and they're 3-0 in the division and already beat the Chiefs. So that's a pretty big one. We'll see. But yeah, Hugh took out the Chiefs.
Colts have the better odds than the Chiefs to make the playoffs right now.
Well, their division, right? Like. Yes. They're in the division with the Titans and the Jaguars and the Texans.
I know.
Remember that vision I was talking about?
No.
That's it.
By the way, 40-1 on Indiana Jones for Offensive Player of the Year, the Ross Tucker pick.
Indiana Jones is
crazy. I might just have to.
What about for MVP?
I'll look. We'll check out that one. All right.
It's a QB injury or two away.
He probably
from
is.
Being the front runner.
That is wild stuff. I think it's Colts-Rams on Sunday, which is an interesting game. Let's check in on a couple poll questions here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who do you believe when it comes to who is calling plays in the second half Sunday? We've got ourselves a barn burner here. 51% Nick Sirianni, 49% Hugh Douglas. You're currently losing, but I am so disheartened that this many people are voting for you.
Hey, I'm telling you, because I speak the gospel.
No. That's not true.
The 49%, that,
I thought I explained this already. They're voting for Jalen.
No.
Yeah. And against Kevin
voting
Petullo.
For me.
They're voting for Jalen derangement syndrome. Yeah.
I still got an hour, so this thing could, you know, come down to the wire. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and vote.
Tipping the scales. All right, the other poll question is, should the Eagles now become a pass-first offense? No, at 52%. That's interesting. I expected way more yes votes just off of the way the game went Sunday, how excited everyone was, how fun it was to watch. A little surprised at those results, Hugh. 52% voting no, do not become a pass-first offense.
Well, because I don't think they really understand what's being said.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because they, you know, people
when they don't vote your way,
they don't understand.
It's written in plain English.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Okay.
They don't get it.
Yep. Dave in Bethlehem on WIP. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Good. So, two things. Number one, watching the Eagles play their first 2.5 games is like watching the 2023 Giants. If you look on the last game, the Giants versus the Eagles in 2023, when the Eagles stomped them, same formation, same play call, Saquon gets stuffed. Hugh really mentioned something very important, that the play calls are too passive, too much check down passing, because you look how Kellen Moore coached the Saints this past weekend. Chris Olave, who's their best wide receiver, was a former Pro Bowler, had 10 catches for just 57 yards.
But is that Kellen Moore, or is that because Spencer Rattler is not really a professional starting quarterback?
It can be a combination of both, maybe, like, you know, because of pass routes. You know, if you're doing checkdowns, what do you do? You know?
So what do you think is going on here, right? Because you're comparing it to this, to Moore. Like, so what do you think? What changed?
Well, I think Ross made a good point, is that the Eagles aren't using receiver set, because Hugh mentioned, hey, let's get the whole, you know, traditional on turf. With the Rams, they have Bruce, Holt, and Hasekeem. So why can't the Eagles do that? Because you look at Saquon, similar to, you know, Marshall Faulk. He can pass block, he can catch, he can run the ball.
So, Dave, if you go off of that, like, I think it's an interesting comparison. The difference feels to me like they don't think that Jalen Hurts can do what Kurt Warner did as consistently as he did it, right? Because I think the receivers are comparable, right? Like Holt and Bruce to Devontae and AJ. Obviously, Saquon and Marshall Faulk are on similar levels with their skill set and their just all-time ability. What's stopping the Eagles from doing that? If I had to guess, we played Donovan earlier saying they don't trust the quarterback. I would think the Eagles coaches don't think that Jalen could throw the ball as consistently as well as Kurt Warner did in the example you're using.
Well, maybe if they use two back formations to help pass block more time. Please look at Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Kenny Stabler, you know, and the Raiders, 49ers and Cowboys, the dynasties, even the Steelers, the dynasties, they have two back formations and give time to quarterback to throw. Remember, Terry Bradshaw used to boast on Fox Sports that how he calls his own plays. So well, that opens up the play action
sure.
pass too, you know?
Yeah, and now, okay, I don't think it's crazy to think that Jalen at times in the 2 minute and David Pierce the phone call could call his own plays or has or changes plays. I mean, he's been here 6 years now. I mean, he should have the right to check some things, and I'm sure he does. And he makes checks to the line of scrimmage. The conspiracy theory from you know Hugh Douglas over here is that he was calling the plays.
He was calling them. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Field general.
Yeah, he was
Air Marshal.
Field general.
Air Marshal, whatever.
Air Marshal.
Yeah, Air Marshal.
Air Marshal Hurts.
Yeah.
Making it happen. Said, I do. You know what? I got this. Don't worry about this. I got this. Yeah,
Kevin Petula, you sit down.
Sit your ass down. That's what he said. Sit your.
You feel bad? You feel good about what you've done here?
Yes.
The last 2 days?
I feel really good. Okay. I feel really good about it because we are living our truth.
I'm just going to give you a preview of what's going to happen, okay?
We're leading these people off a cliff.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Am, I am not.
Yes.
We're living our truth.
Can I make a prediction for you?
What you got?
Here we go. So the next time, let's just say Sunday, Eagles go out there, throw for 300. Jalen looks awesome. Best game of one of the five best games of his career. You know what the calls are going to say Monday.
What's that?
He called the offense. They sat Petullo's ass right down. Now, let's play the opposite out. They go down there. Todd Bowles has his way. It's like those other Tampa games. We struggle.
Yeah, he has his way. It's crazy.
We struggle. You know what they're going to say? They gave Petula called the plays again.
Yeah. But let me tell you, you know the best part about all this reckless speculation that I like to do?
there's a good part of it?
Yeah.
No.
Those folks down there at the NovaCare Complex, they don't care. Because they're an insulated group, and they're going to do what they have to do to get us to California.
I agree with that.
Right. Hold on.
But it's the fans that you're leading down a dangerous path.
Listen.
Dangerous path.
We are nut jobs anyway, so this is what we do.
No, you know what? You know what that actually tells me, the whole they don't care thing? Is that they know you're wrong, and they're just letting you live in la-la land.
No, they
I think if they were like, he's pulling curtain back, they would say something.
If you were really Eagles Insider of the Year, the alarm bells would be going off around
here. I have a strong
here.
Possibility to be that. I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Okay.
But here's the reality of the situation. No matter what happens with this Philadelphia Eagles team, if we make it to California, don't nobody care who's been calling the plays.
Well,
as long
course,
as the outcome
yeah.
is what it is. But we like to recklessly speculate. Just like they were calling, like at the half, there were people calling for this man's job. Fire Petullo. Get him out of there. Ross Tucker told you his friends were calling him, texting him, saying that.
Well, who
but
wasn't,
that's what
who
we
wasn't
do.
Thinking it? I mean,
but
if you asked me at halftime, I would have fired him on the spot.
I wasn't trying to fire him.
Come on.
He had a bad day.
If you polled 1,000 Eagles fans at the link on Sunday at halftime, and
said, they definitely wanted to fire
him. Yeah, he would have been out.
I didn't want to fire him, though. Yeah. He deserved another chance.
You cut his legs out from under him.
I did not. I recklessly speculated. There's a difference.
Mm.
I have nothing. I made baseless claims, and I said as such. I said that.
But then
I
you
started,
convince yourself
yeah,
that
then
it
you
was
to,
true.
You have, to,
because,
you have to stop saying that they're not baseless and that they're right.
Because I'm living my truth.
Okay, but they are baseless.
But they're
baseless.
They started out that way.
No.
But then I gave it life.
This See. Is how conspiracy theorists live.
That's how they go. That's how
I know. This is how it works. And then
it's
you start
like
to
like folks out there looking for the Yeti still.
Yeah, not again. All right, let's go to John in Bristol. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering about, you know, in the first half, the two guys that were receiving the kicks from the Rams, had anybody coached them up about that guy kicking the ball that way, or was that the first time he had ever really kicked the ball that way?
You know, I didn't watch their games closely enough in week one and week two to see the kicking aspect of the game. You know, I just saw the offense and Stafford and all that. John, I don't know, but I have to imagine the Eagles were caught off guard, because if they were coached up, you would have thought that they would have figured it out at some point. It gave them trouble, John, the entire game. It really was a huge part of it, because their field position, because they couldn't catch the kickoff, was
right.
so poor. I mean, they were starting drives on like the 10-yard line instead of, you know, 25, 30, 35, or whatever.
Right, and they were after they did that, they had eight guys in the box trying to stop Saquon. And I think the game plan that the Eagles had was basically what they were going to try to do to them last year. So I don't know if that's Kevin Petullo doing that or Nick Sirianni, but somebody on the sideline said, "Hey, let's get it to number 11 and see what happens." I think in the beginning, Jalen does not want to give the ball to anybody, so he plays very, very conservative. But when you're down, 19 points, well, what's the difference if you lose by 19 or you lose by 35? And I think he just said, "The heck with it! I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'm going to throw it to number 11, and I'm going to give it to Devontae, and I'm just going to play the game." I think this offensive and defensive coordinators, I think they get too much hassle. The guys, the 11 guys on the field, have to play the game, I believe. And it's, you know, when they change the right tackle, the whole game changed.
It did. Well, it gave Jalen the ability to throw the ball without getting smacked. I mean, early in the game, and John appreciated him, he was getting hit hard.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Jalen's gotten hit twice this year, harder than I think I've ever seen him get hit. Last week, he got speared in Kansas City, and then, you know, he got hit this week a couple times as well. So they got to clean that up, obviously, to keep him healthy over the course of full season. All right, other NFL stuff that emerged after week three. Can we hear, we talked about it yesterday. So I guess it was last Friday, the left tackle for the Packers talked about going undefeated.
Undefeated.
And then they went and lost to the Browns. Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers, not happy with his left tackle.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
Yeah, you got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, "She's coming in. Here are her labs."
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
His feelings hurt.
Yeah, he's annoyed.
He got cussed out. He got one of those "what the f are you doing" moments. Yeah, coach cussed him out.
Well, you can't talk about going undefeated after week two.
Yeah, you really can't.
It was a loss to the Browns. Could there have been a bigger lock than a loss to the Browns after that?
And I guess if you're going to do it, you do it right after a win, so everyone forgets by the time you play the next game. Then, because the new cycle moves fast,
that's
you can't do it right before the game starts. Like, thinking about going undefeated.
Not if we have anything to say.
No, we will remind everyone. All right, we mentioned earlier the Giants are making a change. Russ is out, and Jackson Dart, their first round pick, is in. So we're going to see a rookie quarterback twice in the next 6 weeks. The Giants
bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
That kid's in some trouble against the Vic Fangio.
Or are we in trouble?
You think you're gonna
rise to the occasion?
I'm being facetious, yeah. But you would think that they just upgraded at quarterback. No?
Probably. No, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, Russell Wilson was throwing
lollipops.
Yes,
lollipops. Whatever you want.
It's obviously not enough to make me worry about the Giants. You know, it would be different if it were this week, or like if we were playing them this week.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, We'll have time to prepare
for
Jackson.
Yeah, I think Vic Fangio will do fine against a rookie quarterback. They also have more issues. They didn't have a kicker on Sunday night. You know why? Because he got hurt during defensive introductions. It was this Brian Daboll yesterday talking about the Giants losing their kicker during introductions.
Tracy's got a shoulder. Graham got hurt during the defensive introductions before the game. He was out there kicking and got a groin, so he couldn't go first half. And then he said he can kick from a certain distance in the second half. So that's about it. Not good enough.
You ever have a teammate that gets hurt during introductions?
Not that I can think of.
That seems like a tough way to go.
What's the craziest what were you doing way you see somebody different? Get hurt?
Not that.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I can't think of nothing crazy. Like, most of the time it's been during the course of the game.
Yeah.
Martin Gramatica, I heard, like, he wasn't my teammate.
He's celebrating, yeah.
But he got hurt celebrating.
David Robinson got hurt celebrating in, was it the
22.
DS?
It was, I think he was jumping up and down on Harper's home run. Over
in the CS?
Against the Cardinals in the wild card round.
Oh, so he Michaelis. Missed the DS.
He missed the DS. Okay. He was back for the World Series because he closed out game one.
That's crazy getting hurt.
He hurt his calf jumping up and down.
That was pop-up stuff by yeah. David
Speaking
Robinson.
Of pop-up, Derrick Henry last night was trying to slam his helmet on the bench, and he just like toppled over and fell.
Didn't Zach Wheeler hurt his finger in his zipper?
Oh, yeah, he did.
I thought it was Strom. Was it Wheeler?
Somebody hurt in his zipper.
I thought it was Wheeler.
There's nothing like weird sports injuries. Like, you would think these people are the most in shape, you know, like got it together people in the world, and they get hurt on a zipper.
People want to tell me that you and I are that much different.
I know. I haven't gotten hurt any zippers lately. Cross my fingers.
Crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anytime soon. Drew in Westchester.
Sorry, we did have one more.
Oh,
quick
one
thing.
More. Sorry, Drew.
Because this pertains to the Eagles directly.
Oh, what do we got?
Nick Bosa tore his ACL yesterday.
Oh, that is it.
Yeah,
which
Bryce
means
Huff.
More playing time for another one of Hughes' guys.
Bryce Huff, about to have 20.
Who's also now our guy because we have a draft compensation thing here.
He has two sacks already. He had a sack on Sunday. I think
what he had here, ain't it? Is it
a sack thing or a playing time thing?
I thought it was
production, right?
I thought it was eight sacks.
Okay,
it's in my head. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. We could look it up.
We'll have to have a sack tracker then.
We have to have a weekly Bryce Huff sack tracker. And Hugh Douglas, you can announce it because he's your guy.
That's fine.
Yeah,
we're all
rooting for him.
Yeah, because if he that makes our draft pick better, right?
Yeah, you know where this is heading, right?
What's that?
The Niners are going to come here in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Bryce Huff in the first round of the playoffs.
All right. Well, now you and I have a little bit of a conundrum.
What's that?
Is it worth getting this from a fifth to a fourth for the I told you so's from Hugh about Bryce Huff?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. Bounce back year is coming.
I think I'll just manage with the fifth.
That feels like a big difference, fifth and a fourth. The fourth round to the fifth, that's like...
No, we want what's best for this team.
Yeah, we have
Howie Roseman.
I know, but he's also given up lots of picks for kick returners that drop the ball every other time. So, I mean, I might need that pick. No, I'm going to root for Bryce Huff to get the pick, to get the sacks. They don't play the Eagles this year in the regular season. So,
and you know what's coming after that?
What's that?
I told you so.
No, you did say he was going to break the sack record.
See?
So
you still like
that fourth round pick? That was a little lofty. That was a little lofty.
Just a little. You lived your truth, though.
It's not a lot lofty. It was just a little lofty.
I did ask for a bold prediction. It was bold.
It was insane.
I mean, the bold prediction would have been the Eagles are going to have the best defense in the league. He's not going to do anything. That would have been a bold prediction.
Yeah, you'd have been
and
like, are you
accurate.
Kidding me?
Let's grab Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey, you know, as a longtime Eagles fan, you know, I go back 70s. I could not be happier with the era of Eagles football we are in. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic, the combination of multiple Super Bowl titles in the last 10 years, the tush push, the whole league being annoyed at us being so proficient at it, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, so I am not complaining at all. I just don't understand this one thing, and it's not rocket science. We've been talking about it. You know, when I look at – well, I don't understand why after the Super Bowl and the way the Chiefs bottled up Saquon, and we knew that the league was going to try to do that this year, why from the get-go, from the first series of the season, we haven't been aggressively pushing the ball to AJ and Devontae, who are impossible to cover on a play-in, play-out basis. And so I don't understand that. And when I look at the targets through two games of guys like Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb, and even two guys on the same team, Nacua and Devontae, who each had 20 or more targets through the first two games, I have no clue why our guys had 9 targets apiece through two games. I don't understand it. Is it just because they wanted to keep the training wheels on Petullo, or what?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. Drew, I also wonder if they don't trust Jalen as much as they should. I mean, like, everything you're saying is real. Like, it makes perfect sense. It's logical. We have these receivers. We have a quarterback that has proven he's a good player, and when they ask him to throw, for the most part, it's good. And yet we ran our heads into a brick wall for 2.5 games. I don't have the answer. Part of me wonders if they just want to be conservative until they don't have to be conservative. But unfortunately, that's how we fell in a 19-point hole on Sunday.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, to me, the keep it simple. I mean, if we did this from the get-go, wouldn't it have opened up things for Saquon
yes.
already?
Instead, of course.
It seems like we just stubbornly said we're a run-first team. And by the way, our O-line doesn't seem to be blocking the run as well as they had.
I agree,
been.
Yep.
So to me, it just made no sense the way we've, you know, I'm not complaining. We're 3-0. A win's a win, and that's what matters. But, you know, the Cowboys got blown out by the Bears. We barely beat the Cowboys at home, you know. So it's like I just don't get the approach. And you could say, yeah, we're a run-first team, so – yeah, we've had more rushing attempts than the Rams, and that could explain why, you know, their guys had so many more targets. But that doesn't even explain it. It's not even that different. They run the ball, too. So I just hope that, you know, look, we're a hard offense to stop when we throw it. So just let's go. You know, I mean, especially if Goddard's healthy. I mean, AJ, he's impossible to cover. Devontae, he's a precise dude who, like, he's tough to cover. So let's go. Let's get the ball out to them and make the defenses take guys out of the box.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? 3 years ago, and Drew appreciated it, the same quarterback, same receivers, they did that. I mean, they got up in games. They were on the aggressive, and they've mm-hmm. been more passive early this year for whatever reason.
Sorry, just real quick.
Uh-huh.
That fifth-round pick that can become a fourth from the Bryce Huff trade went to the Jags for Tank.
It's gone? So we don't have anything from the Niners?
Pretty positive that the Jags currently have that pick.
Oh, so we got no skin in the game.
Yeah, no more Bryce Huff.
Screw Bryce Huff.
Yeah, I'm the only guy rooting for Bryce Huff in Philadelphia. It's Hugh Douglas then. All right, 215. So the Bryce Huff sack tracker is out the window.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
Fine.
We'll check in with you people on the other side. And today in the Tush Push, Todd Bowles with some comments yesterday about the play as the Eagles get ready to play the Bucs on Sunday. We'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all type of emotions. That's why we love the game as much as we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, man, that hurts. I don't know that feeling, though, because I hit my bets most of the time. That thing, that is a feeling of the past for you other people, though. Especially with the game day guarantee from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game day, now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also bet $10 and get $100 in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that can be used for anything in the Fanatics universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk bets with other sports books when you can switch to a sure thing? Every single game until October comes, it's a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out for the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21+ only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.